Oh, we can't talk to him. No. We got it all ready to go. We cannot even begin to talk to Pete Sessions until you hear this. There we go. Now let's bring him aboard. Congressman Pete Sessions. Congressman, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We got to have a theme for you, man.
I agree with that. You know, every walk-up song should be hitting it out of the park, and that's where our message should be. Let's win the Senate.
That's a good message.
Absolutely.
What do you think the chances are? Now this is there are what, about 30 seats or so up for grabs, of course, and there are far more Democratic seats that are going to be defended in the next session, including a number that are pretty darn vulnerable: Alaska, Arkansas, and others. You're on the inside,
yeah. Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys know that I became your fans. I don't know when y'all became my fan, but I became y'all's fan when I was chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee and spoke with you about defeating Nancy Pelosi, winning back the House of Representatives. And the reason why I really come back to y'all is because y'all got fired up about it. You got tired of seeing what Nancy Pelosi was doing. And yet you reminded me, hey, Pete, it's 40 seats that you're down, and we won 65. The Senate's only down 4 seats.
Now, we will do what we can. we can hope that one of those seats that might flip would be the one right here in Illinois.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but we got to bring it up. You were dragged into this lie, this fake story made up by somebody, whether it's Harry Reid, Dick Durbin, White House staffer. Yep. You were the guy that told the president, "I can't stand looking at you." And Riley and I were here. We saw, you know, at some point it leaked. We said, "Pete, there's no way."
Yeah, before you respond to that, we want to point out by saying we have been around you several times and have found you to be nothing but a gentleman, even in discussing things and programs and such that you don't care for. So we found it very difficult to believe.
Well, in fact, you're absolutely correct. I did not even imply it. Did not say it. And this is one of the things about Harry Reid and Dick Durbin. They'll say things whether they're true or not.
I'm waiting for the true stuff.
By the way, they raised money off of it to tell everybody that I was a racist.
Yeah, Dick Durbin, A, hasn't even apologized for it, and then B, is raising money both via email and via, you know, regular letters off the fake comment, which he acknowledges is fake, yet won't apologize nor, you know, I guess what, you could refund the money you raised off a fake quote? That would be a start.
The inference that we cannot make our point without being nasty is not true. We need to understand, Mr. President, that leaders lead to the very best. And when you take a leadership role, you do not lead people to problems, disaster, or to their demise. You find a way to make things happen. I learned this. You know this. You were in my office. I'm a Boy Scouter.
Mm-hmm.
I learned as an Eagle Scout, as a Scoutmaster, when you're in charge, you lead for everybody. It becomes past yourself, and it's for everybody. And leaders lead, and the President of the United States openly was defiant that he would not negotiate with House Republicans. And I felt like that someone needed to say that, and the President asked for feedback, so I gave it to him. But never, never was I mean or nasty.
There isn't any
respectful.
Yeah, and there isn't any need for that sort of thing. You can make your point as eloquently as anybody without a raised voice or a harsh word.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Pete Sessions with us here from the great state of Texas. Congressman, the Obamacare exchange rollout has been a disaster. We found out yesterday via CBS and other documents from one of the House committees, just six. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people signed up on day one that the exchanges were open. And as we move forward, we're getting more and more discussion among Democrats, both in the House and Senate, about the possibility of a one-year delay. Let's delay the individual mandate for a year, give people some relief. There's a strategy decision to be made here about whether you might go along with that and say this is for the best of the American people to delay this for a year, or, hey, as they pointed out during the shutdown, it's the law. Implement it as it says and see if it floats or it sinks on its own merit. What's the right strategy to walk down?
Well, let's go back up top to make the point that you have heard me make before. And that is, it is a bad law.
Mm-hmm.
It does bad things. It does not work in Moscow or Havana either. And them trying to make it work in America is very difficult because they have all these databases that have to check with all these government agencies, oh yes, including the IRS. But on the larger item, forget whether the database works or not, on the larger item, if we pay 23 million Americans $10,000 a year for their health care, that would be about $23 billion a year. If we extend that out to 6 years, it's about $230 billion. The cost of their plan is $2,000 billion. $2,000 billion of big government, as opposed to an outrageous cost of $10,000 giving it to 23 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Which would still be cheaper than the website.
Yeah. My point is, $230 billion over 6 years is a lot of money, but a drop in the bucket, 10% of what they're charging America for this, it will entirely cause America to go not into bankruptcy, but where we can afford nothing else but this. No foreign policy, no military, and it destroys jobs. So what I'm for is the pathway that says, you guys have had 3.5 years. Go make the darn thing work, and you're going to be held responsible, and we're going to have an election next November. And I'm not going to give you a pass.
Speaking of being responsible, I got to get your take on this because, you know, Scott and I did the old Roger Rabbit mouth falling open, hitting the desk when we heard Kathleen Sebelius when asked if, you know, isn't the president really responsible? Isn't the president in charge here? And her response was, whatever.
Well, they are so embarrassed, they're trying to be cutesy about this. And the American people need to know we are Republicans. Didn't just politely say no. There are skid marks over our entire argument now since it took place and moving forward. And the president is deceptive. He has told people things that are not true over and over and over in order to get the American people on his side. The guesstimate now is that by the end of March, there will be more people without insurance mm-hmm. than there were going into this thing.
And that's part of a discussion now. Congressman Pete Sessions with us here from the great state of Texas. The website issue, as bad as it is a finite issue. They will fix the website at some point. At some point. But the underlying problems in the bill will remain. People getting kicked off of their policies. They go back in the exchange. They find that what they had is three times as expensive, twice as expensive. Deductibles are double what they were before.
We go to part-time work mm-hmm. status. As an example, just fodder for your best examples. I don't know if it's Exhibit A or not, but the largest cardiology group in the country, the doctors that have invested in the greatest machines, the best technology, have a work product where they double and triple check each other. The largest cardiology group in the country was offered the opportunity to be in at 80% of Medicaid reimbursement. The second largest oncology group in the country, the exact same thing. So doctors that are cardiologists and people who treat cancer, the government's trying to lowball them to where it doesn't even pay on a visit for the tests that take place.
And this is the double whammy of the president's broken promise. The president's...
It is a broken promise.
The president's lie, that if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. We know it's not true. But the second part of that he always added on was, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. And we know that one of the ways these insurance companies are trying to control their costs on the exchanges is by severely restricting the doctors and the hospitals available. They're trying to stay alive in a new world of regulation from the Obama administration, so they're restricting the access to doctors and hospitals, and it's not going to be true when these people who are kicked off their policies, they're going to find out they can't keep their policy, and it's certainly possible they can't even keep their doctor on their new policy.
The same is true if you've got parents who are seniors. They're showing up at the doctor now and having to make huge copays. Why are we asking 85-year-olds to make these huge copays? The answer is, and because the Democrats, that is President Barack Obama, Senator Dick Durbin, Harry Reid, took $700 billion out of the senior health care plan to throw into this train wreck, $700 billion away from seniors. So it's not just our health care, it is our parents' health care called Medicare. And what the Democrats want to do with this is to build a great big bureaucracy. You know, that's why, who is the largest government union in the federal government? The Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
That's the IRS. Why do you think it's a tax bill? Because they got 16,000 IRS agents out of the deal. Those are 16,000 new, what would essentially be, union members.
Well, Congressman, the other thing, too, that just grates on them, when you talk to the average person who does not explore the ins and outs of all of this, who does not even pay remotely as much attention to it as we do here, their refrain is the same. This is all built on a pack of lies. We were lied to from the get-go, and it keeps going.
Absolutely. And in Texas, it would be against the law because a deceptive trade practice, the way you sell something, if you cannot deliver that, it is fraudulent. So this could be termed in Texas fraud. Now, for those of you who are listening who want to know what we're doing in Texas, we have Republican governor, a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and they decided we're not going to do Obamacare. So the federal government got so darn busy, they ended up just saying the exchanges here will be what we call the Blues, Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this, I don't know, relatively unscathed. So you are going to once again see the people who are hurt the most are the people who needed it the most. And then the deception comes in. What were they really trying to do? It wasn't to help the middle class. It was to take millions of people off their health care and to require them to come to the government. And then, if they don't, we're going to pound them.
Just another couple of minutes with our friend Congressman Pete Sessions from Texas. Congressman, the president, in selling the plan, now reselling the plan, says, don't worry, go to the exchanges. We talked about this earlier this morning, and I'm hoping you can either confirm what we're thinking might be the right path. He's saying that you go to the exchanges, and yeah, it might be a bit more expensive than what you pay, but you could qualify for subsidies, taxpayer dollars, that will actually bring down the cost for you, and there's no problem. So people go to healthcare.gov, they see the lower price of the policy, and they enroll. Now, if I understand correctly, what's going to happen to these people is when the bill comes every month, they're going to have to pay the full freight, the full price, and then wait the entire year for their tax credit slash subsidy on their tax returns. Now, if that's true, don't you think there's going to be a whole lot of people who, well, quite frankly, either don't budget correctly or are going to be surprised? They were promised a lower price. They saw a lower price, yet this bill comes in at full freight every month. Does that make sense?
Well, more than that, and wait till they see the deductible that they have to meet for them and themselves and their families. Because there will be a deductible, quite probably, attached to that. And add on top of that Then they've got the problem of trying to make sure that they find, they signed up for a plan, their doctor's not behind that that they can find. So now they're going to have to go to the doctor that they're assigned. And that's the hard part. You know what? I can handle this. I can't handle it for my wife and my kids. I cannot handle this. I cannot handle that if I were out there in middle America and they forced me off my insurance plan that I had been on, told me I had to buy theirs, I cannot go online right now and properly see what I'm trying to buy, nor the doctors behind it, and they're going to stick me with a penalty, a tax penalty, if I don't. And I cannot describe to my family, you know, lots of people, not just myself, have disabled children. We have certain doctors who have been there day in and day out. I will be in the exchange. I am required by law to be in the exchange. My staff is required by law to be in the exchange. And I'm doing not unlike what is happening all across this country. I'm sitting down and looking at my people, some who've been with me for many years and some who are brand new, and said, I'm sorry, I cannot tell you whether that doctor you've been going to will be on there, but I will tell you that unless the doctor is cut rate, they probably might not be in the plan. And this is an embarrassment. This is an embarrassment to America. We are engaged in spending billions of hours across this country rather than selling our products, servicing people, selling goods overseas, making new things. We are killing our country. So you asked the question at the top of the show. Do we say, okay, let's let it go for a year. You guys go figure it out. I say, heck no. Heck no. You said you were going to do it. You're taking our money. You're confiscating our money. You're requiring us to be on something, Mr. President, you and none of your administration are in. None. But you told member of Congress they have to be in there, so we're going to faithfully go into this plan. You've told the American people you're taking away their insurance. You were deceptive with them about how it would work. We're going to do it. And by God, next November, we're going to defeat the Democrat Party. We're going to defeat the Democrat Party because they refuse to take responsibility for what they've done. And every time there's a vote, they vote the other way. So, no, not for delaying it. Not going to do that. That's the wrong thing to do. They're going to have to suck this thing up, and we're going to defeat them. We're going to repeal Obamacare, and we're going to come in with a plan that says you can pick your own doctor, you can choose your own insurance, you get employer provided on a pre-tax basis, and you can have it yourself for every American. And instead of us spending $2,000 billion on giving away this country and ruining our jobs, we're going to gain our country back. Sorry, Pete Sessions, Dallas, Texas. You can stamp it there, boys.
Congressman, that's why your picture hangs up in our green room with us on either side of you. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day and being so accessible to us.
Well, just let me tell you this. The bottom line is that WROK, that sticker sticks right on my little freezer where I keep my Coca-Colas.
So when you,
it's not moving, baby.
When you grab the ice cream, you think of us.
Well, my wife won't let me do that anymore. You guys saw that she's got me in the pool occasionally. And I get in trouble there.
We don't want any trouble. We don't want any trouble.
Still
that's
America.
That's not Harry Reid induced anyway. Yeah.
This is still America. Let's go win the Senate. I see the problem. Let's go get it done.
All right. Congressman, have a terrific weekend. Thanks for your time.
Go Chicago Bears.
There you go.
Hey, thanks.
I like that. Congressman Pete Sessions.
You bet.
He's a lot of fun to hang around. We enjoyed ourselves immensely when he was kind enough to welcome us into his office while we were there. He's a great guy.
We got to figure out why he's rooting for the Bears. Are they playing someone who could eventually help the Cowboys?
Help the Cowboys.
Let me tell you, my son for Halloween dressed up like Mike Ditka.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'll send y'all the picture.
Oh, we got to see that one.
He's got sunglasses on. Mike Ditka, he's at Texas Tech Medical School, so he showed up, I'm sure, to impress some of the students.
Well, there went my costume idea. Congressman, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.